You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. We're going to talk about the release of Crystal Kizer from the Kenosha County Jail this week. The 19-year-old could face life in prison on charges of murdering her alleged sex trafficker. Her bond was paid for by a coalition of groups. Are you following this case? What is the outcome you're hoping for? Join in right now, 800-642-1234. But first, Wisconsin is home to many food traditions, and there are family stories behind every dish. Our colleagues at Wisconsin Life have crisscrossed the state looking for stories about recipes and the families who are reflecting on their culinary traditions passed down. WPR host Keely Baltina talked with Maureen McCollum, the host and producer of Wisconsin Life, and series producer Kelly Saran from PBS Wisconsin.
Kelly, let's start here. Why the focus on food?
Well, I think food is a good gateway to kind of be introduced into communities and to into people's homes that maybe we don't get a chance to kind of have that intimate look. And I think food's an easy in. Everybody eats on every day, and everybody kind of has their kind of food that they love and enjoy and they want to share. And it's a good way for us to share people's stories through food.
Stories through food make me think of the word traditions. Do you delve into different traditions around Wisconsin?
Yeah, we do. So the focus is food traditions. So the series is looking at how do people define food traditions for themselves. So we went out, we asked people to kind of welcome us into their homes and share a tradition with us. So what when I say the word tradition, what dish comes to mind? That's kind of what we asked for people. And we got a lot of different versions of that this project really kind of does an in-depth exploration of.
Is tradition more than just a recipe, or could it be just the ingredients and the final product?
Yeah, so we discovered that tradition means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Some people, tradition is in our piece, one of our pieces was actually grandmother's food. So it wasn't just a dish. It was really a culmination of dishes, or it was a way that you cook things, or it was a way you thought of things in the past. For others, it was a traditional dish. Maybe it was ingredients that they combined to celebrate traditional ingredients, but they made it kind of their own. So I think really it's fun to explore what tradition means for different people, and tradition can mean a lot of different things. So we really want our viewers to also think for themselves, what does tradition mean to you? And when you look through these stories, you can kind of find bits and pieces of, oh yeah, that tradition reminds me of this, and oh, I have a tradition just like this as well.
Maureen, what's your takeaway from learning about all the different ways other people interpret the word tradition?
Playing off of what Kelly said, it's really fun to see how different people, different families take similar dishes and just kind of have their own spin on it. So we have one story, a woman named Anne Marie Herman. She lives here in Madison. She presents one of her favorite dishes, which is salt fish cakes. Now, Anne Marie, she grew up on the island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean, and she talks about how these salt fish cakes are such a hot commodity. Anytime she goes to a party, it's like the first dish to go. And so WPR producer El Malik Anderson, they spent an afternoon in Anne Marie's kitchen and just learned about how she makes the salt fish cakes, why this dish means so much to her, why cooking in general means so much to her. She's published two different cookbooks. And, you know, for her, it's just a way to keep the memory of this place where she grew up, to keep that memory alive and people happy.
We just heard that story, and I'm curious, though, I mean, how many of your Wisconsin food stories involve fish in some way, shape, or how?
We could probably do a whole food tradition story on just fish in Wisconsin, to be totally honest. Like, I mean, there's, of course, the fish fry. We haven't really dove into fish fries for food traditions yet. Maybe next season, we'll see. But we do have another story in this food tradition series on smoked fish. So this story comes from WPR's Mary Kate McCoy, and she traveled to Prairie du Chien, which is along the Mississippi River in southwest Wisconsin, and she spent a day with Mike Valley. Mike Valley is a third generation fisherman, and he's one of the few remaining commercial fishermen on the upper Mississippi River. So Mary Kate hung out with Mike on his boat, which is like a dream assignment, let's be real. And then he showed her his like giant smokehouse where he smokes all his fish. Mike then goes and like he'll sell his smoked fish at his store in Prairie du Chien, which is called Valley Fish and Cheese. It's been around since the 1980s. And it's just really interesting just to hear about his passion for not only this fish and how much fish has meant to his life and his family's life, but how he takes that fish and smokes it. And in the story, you'll basically hear him say, like, it's to die for.
The photos do look to die for. And that's what's nice about this piece, too, is it's an audio and photo essay. So it's nice to kind of hear him out on the water, but then also get to see this amazing fish and kind of his setup and the beautiful views, as Maureen mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, that even underscores the question I was going to jump in with, which is, how hungry do you get when you're doing these stories?
Keely, I'm starving right now.
We've got Maureen McCollum here and also Kelly Saran. They're both producers at Wisconsin Public Media for Wisconsin Life. That means they are putting together stories for PBS Wisconsin, for Wisconsin Public Radio, and digital versions for wisconsinlife.org. And we're talking about a series on food traditions here on the Ideas Network. Kelly, we've got a story about Sasquatch. What is this?
Yeah, so Sasquatch is actually a dish that was created by Chef Elena Terry of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She lives in Wisconsin Dells, and she crafted this dish. It wasn't really a traditional dish for her, but she decided to craft it as a celebration of indigenous foodways and Wisconsin ingredients. So she took squash that she actually grows out in her garden, and those are kind of heirloom squash as well, so there's kind of that seed revitalization as well. She takes maple syrup, walnut crust, and then tops it off with tart cranberries on top, and she decided to call it Sasquatch, which was actually kind of a fun way to do it, and it was wonderful. It was so nourishing to kind of be in her home, and what I really loved about Chef Terry was that it's not just about kind of creating a dish and it's the end. It's about kind of respecting the ingredients as you create the dish. And she would talk about kind of meditating on the creators and the people who had grown these seeds in the past, and kind of meditating as she's cooking. And when you taste that dish, it's so like soul nourishing. It's really hard to describe. But that kind of the way that she crafted it really shows in the way she does. So for Elena, it wasn't so much about the dish itself. It's kind of the ingredients coming together to celebrate all the things that Wisconsin has to offer and her community has to offer.
And Kelly, what do you want people to take away when they check out this series?
Really, I want people to kind of look at the series. And within each story, I think our viewers will kind of find a little bit of something within themselves. So within Sasquatch, maybe the looking at the cranberries reminds you that you have a family cranberry recipe. And really, we are asking our viewers to kind of delve into this content, but then come back at us with their own food traditions. Share that with us. Take photos, take videos, share your traditions with us. We really want this to become a collection of traditions around the state. And how do people define that? We want to know. So contact us, follow us on our social media channels, and share your traditions with us.
Kelly, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
And Maureen, thanks for sharing your experience.
Thanks for having me, Keely.
And that was host Keely Baltina talking with WPR's Wisconsin Life producer Maureen McCollum and PBS Wisconsin producer Kelly Saran about their food tradition series. You can find it at wisconsinlife.org/food traditions. Coming up, we look at the Crystal Kaiser case. The 19-year-old was freed from the Kenosha County Jail this week. She was incarcerated about 2 years ago after shooting and killing her alleged abuser. Are you following this case? What do you think of her being freed on bail? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll talk with a reporter covering the case. That's in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.